Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower misplays the ball. That's an error on Dower. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Yount steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Murray moves to third. two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dower scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Dower applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shelby moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shelby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a line drive into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Yount reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Gross reaches second base with a double. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Rich Dower. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saucotta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Ogilvie fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ogilvie. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. Murray moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Brewers, 3. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn is walked intentionally. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly now playing third base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Teddy Higuera now pitching. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Snell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.